Old Pharmacy. In 1756, an enterprising young man came to Valmiera. His name was Wolrat Reichenhaus. He had just defended his doctor's dissertation to become a doctor in the Moscow Military Hospital and received the privilege of establishing Valmiera's first pharmacy. The pharmacist bought a house which had been built in 1735 upon the foundation of the castle gunpowder cellar, and there he opened his pharmacy, which operated in the same premises for 210 years. The central part of the pharmacy building is the oldest wooden structure in Valmiera. In later years, more stone and wooden annexes were built, which now create a four-part complex. Next to the pharmacy, two medicinal herb gardens were planted. The year 1912 saw big changes in the pharmacy when town councillor and doctor Georg Apinis came up with an idea to open a municipal pharmacy in Valmiera that could bring in money for building and maintaining a new hospital. The proposal was welcomed and the new Valmiera hospital was financed by the profit from the drugstore. Today it is the health center Bastions on the shore of the mill pond. During the Soviet period, the old pharmacy building was converted into small apartments plus small premises for the museum restoration. Today, it is part of the museum and helps visitors to understand the history of the city and daily operation of the pharmacy. The pharmacy's old mantle chimney, which is a rarity in Latvia, has been renovated, lightened, and is open to the visitors. Also, on the first floor, there is a lecture room where it is possible to attend workshops and educational programs, and the second part of the historical exhibition entitled Tell Me Gauja, the Story of Valmiera. You can travel back in time exploring the old photos, postcards and design plans on the rack display. You can also learn when Gauja Bridge was built, who were the Walters family and the famous Valmiera bachelors. You can also have a virtual walk along Riga Street and get into the mood of the early 20th century.